producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back here to kick off the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. For those of you just tuning in for the second hour, this entire show, except for the final segment, is being recorded live from the investment floor at the New Orleans Investment Conference. We are also continuing our coverage of more companies that are at this show on just the website. Unfortunately, we did not have room to fit that into our weekend show. I say unfortunately, but actually we have a great guest, or we have a great list of guests lined up. So I hope you all enjoy this second hour. Please go check out www.kereport for some of our other coverage, exclusively from some of the companies presenting here. Joining us for this segment, we have Mr. Byron King. He is with Agora Financial, has the newsletter Outstanding Investments, as well as has an has a newsletter on military technology. So I really do consider you a jack of all trades, and we have been talking a lot about gold and precious metals, but I want to switch it up a little bit here and talk about oil. It has been dominating some of our daily editorials because the oil price has been on everyone's mind, but now let's relate it to the recent U.S. budget that has come out and talking about some of their strategic oil reserves.
Yes, hello, Corey. It's great to be with you. We are here in New Orleans, which is fitting to talk about the Strategic Petroleum Reserve of the United States because it is not very far from here in New Orleans that those salt caverns hold, the 700 million barrels of oil that form the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which is designed for a strategic emergency where something incredibly bad happens, which no one foresees, no one envisions, although, you know, anything could happen. There could be a war. There could be another 9/11. There could be all sorts of issues. That's why it's there. But anyhow, as you referred, the recent budget agreement, so to speak, in Washington for the two-year budget involves a budgetary gimmick of beginning to sell oil out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve over a long-term period, 2018 to 25. Just simply to raise money to balance the budget. So it is, we are sacrificing Strategic Petroleum Reserve security for budgetary gimmickry, which is never a good idea in any sense that you want to talk about other than political expediency.
Apart from that, too, Byron, we were chatting before we started this recording, and it's kind of humorous in a way to learn once again that politicians are the dumbest market timers around. We were talking about how England decided at $250 an ounce to sell its gold, you know, back in the late 90s. So aside from all that, though, one of the things that I like about getting to visit with you here is that I'm always harping on this thing, especially for our audience here, that, you know, there are other commodities besides gold that we need to watch, we need to be concerned about. I love to say that maybe the streets are paved with gold in heaven, but here on earth we use asphalt. People are worried about food, water, and so forth. You're an expert on energy, among other things, and I want to cut right to the chase. I have been really amazed that we have not seen many more bankruptcies at this point among people in the oil industry. A lot of companies are being kept on life support as zombies by their creditors who are afraid to admit that they've made mistakes. They're still throwing good money after bad. And you'll want to expand on this perhaps a little bit, but from 1 to 9 innings, assuming we don't go into extra innings, what inning are we in of this oil bear market before we get a wake-up call and realize that a lot of these reserves are phantom and we really don't have all this oil?
Well, if you had to pin me down, I'd say that we're probably in maybe the second or possibly the third inning of a long game that might go into extra innings on the oil crash of the last year. I mean, everybody likes to concentrate on the here and now because we all live in the present. You know, we're kind of like our dogs. You know, they live in the present. So do we most of the time. Every now and then we break out of that as human beings. We can start to forecast. But we've had a year. We're about 1 year into the oil crash from, you know, $100 to $50. I mean, in broad terms. And that's only only a year, what have we seen? Well, you know, 1,100 oil rigs have disappeared from the drilling activity in the United States. U.S. production has peaked in the sense of, you know, we've reached our max production probably around May or June of this year of 2015. They were going into the decline. You can see, you can measure increased imports to the United States already. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal about that just the other day. But also in the first year, we've seen massive cutbacks by the industry in terms of future investment, you know, the wells that will never be drilled, the production facilities never built, pipelines never, you know, laid out, all of those things are happening right now. We won't see them. We collectively won't see them or feel them until 2 and 3 and 4 years from now when those, you know, globally 5 million barrels a day that ought to be there aren't there. And we're setting ourselves up for a very significant energy crunch, you know, downstream just because of bad production or bad investment today as we speak.
Byron, I found something that came out in the news. I believe it was early this week, maybe at the tail end of last week, the earnings report from BP that came in, I believe, 40% lower than last year, but yet still beat analyst expectations. So people do see the crunch that is happening here for these companies, but they really don't have a choice because, quite frankly, it seems like demand is waning, price is waning, but yet supply is just way too high. And as you kind of said, it's tough to take that supply offline at the rate that demand is shrinking.
Well, supply exceeds demand in a certain statistical sense. Right now, in terms of what's the delta, you know, what's the excess global supply, it's in the range of 1 to 2 million barrels a day of, quote, excess, unquote, as in if it all disappeared quickly, you would see prices spike up very solidly, very quick, very fast. But that delta could go away pretty fast. I mean, there's just natural depletion that's occurring across the rest of the world in the traditional oil patches across the Middle Eastern countries, places like Saudi, places like Russia, really big oil producers where, you know, where they're getting their 5 and 6% annual depletion anyhow, no matter what happens. But in this low price environment, you know, they're not investing the way they should either. So all of these things are going to turn into a supply crunch, you know, coming down the way. That's part of it. Now, when you mentioned, say, BP and its earnings, the big companies, the really big names, the Chevrons, the Exxons, the BPs, the Shells, you know, they're around forever, and they're not so much oil companies as they are financial companies. They deliver earnings, and they pay a dividend, which they absolutely swear on a stack of Bibles is sacrosanct. You know, we're going to protect that dividend. We're going to lay people off. We're going to not drill wells. We're going to, you know, turn in leases. We're going to, you know, turn the lights out in the headquarters. We're going to do whatever we have to do, but we're going to protect that dividend. That's what the Wall Street guys, that's what the analysts care about, you know. And so when they say, well, we beat the analyst earnings, oh, okay, great. You know, that's good for the financial manipulators. That doesn't mean that they're investing in the future. That just means that they're going to pay the dividend next quarter, and nobody should sell down the stock from the big institutions.
Byron, shifting gears just a little bit to natural gas. This last week we saw it all over the map. It was $2.40. Then it was down to $1.90-something MCF. Then it was back to $2.30. I have to wonder whether some of that is speculation, people zigzagging, trying to scalp a couple of cents here and a couple of cents there. But nevertheless, the fundamentals are at least broadly similar. We've got oversupply. If the weather prognosticators are right, we've got a mild winter on the way to the upper third of the country. How bad is the natural gas situation going to be before we see a bottom?
Well, the natural gas spike that we saw this week had to do with, as you mentioned, the weather guessers saying, oh, we're going to have a warm winter. When they said, when people heard warm winter, they all hit their sell button. And then, so, yeah, natural gas had its little mini crash. But there are issues. I mean, we've cut back lots of rigs. We've cut back lots of production. U.S. natural gas production is, you might say, peaking, flattening out in that sense. At the same time, the war on coal is taking coal-fired plants off. We're replacing those with gas. The cheap natural gas has caused a lot of companies to say, we're going to invest in new natural gas you know, facilities that run plants and turn into energy and feedstock. We're exporting gas to Mexico, much more dry gas than anyone anticipates. Mexico is out of gas, natural gas. They're importing it from Texas. And so there is a snowball building, a gas snowball, which might not explode, say, in 2016. But by 2017, we're going to see prices move up substantially in the natural gas arena. And I could talk for a long time about it, but I think we're about out of time. Are we?
Unfortunately, we are about out of time here. Everybody, stick around. We are going to be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome back. You are continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report, continuing our coverage from the floor of the New Orleans Investment Conference. We have a company update in this segment, a company that is a sponsor on our website. Al and I are shareholders. The company is Natcor. We have sitting with us the president and CEO, Chuck Provini. Chuck, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me again.
Now, Chuck, I want to focus on the global trend and acceptance towards more renewable energy sources. We've seen this all around the world, and quite frankly, this has been happening over the last couple of years, but what is even becoming more beneficial and more attractive to, I think, the global audience is that not only are costs coming down, but also efficiencies are improving, and that's something that Natcor is focused on.
Corey, there's a big difference in solar, even from last year. There are huge mandates from countries, Saudi Arabia, the Philippines, Australia, South Africa, to build power plants that are multi-gigawatt. And as a result of that, cost is important, but not nearly as important as increasing efficiency and increasing power. You get a 2 or 3% increase in efficiency, 10% increase in power on 2 gigawatts over 20 years. That is huge. It's much more important than saving $30 or $100 on your household electric bill by putting a solar panel on your roof.
Chuck, one of the things I look at in deciding what opportunities to recommend to my members at the National Investor is I see a lot of great ideas all the time and resources. I see a lot of great projects. But the bottom line is you've got to have the people and the game plan to have the best shot at monetizing what it is that you're doing. And one of the things that impressed me about Natcor when Brian first told me about the company, and then I got to meet you, and we visited you up in Rochester, New York recently, was not only your own pedigree, which I didn't know all of before, frankly, and I was impressed with your experience in the financial area and otherwise, but you recently added a couple of people to the team at Natcor who are going to be critical, most likely, in allowing the company, if it turns out, to monetize what you've been working on and making more efficient and lower cost solar cells. Can you tell us particularly about Charlie Gay?
Charlie Gay is someone who was introduced to us by our CTO, Dennis Flood, who spent 30 years at NASA. And Charlie was the head of NREL, National Renewable Energy Lab, a Department of Energy facility. He was the head of Applied Materials. He is somebody who drives technology to the factory floor. He has had customers, the DuPont, 3M. He knows his way around the solar industry. And what he has been able to do specifically, along with Dave Carlson, who is the head of BP Solar, they direct us as to what is going to work in a factory and what is not. They see us doing something in the lab, they'll look at that and in 20 minutes say, don't even consider that. That's never going to be manufacturable. So they've given us the direction, and what we're showing today at our booth is a solar cell that we feel is certainly going to make the manufacturing simple. It'll be one of the highest efficiency cells that are made. We've also, along the way, eliminated the use of silver. And Charlie Gay now gives us access to the people who understand what the industry wants and introduces us and gives us the credibility as compared to just some technology company knocking on somebody's door. He's been invaluable, as well as Dave Carlson.
Well, I have to say, Chuck, that your booth has garnered a lot of traffic, mostly because it is an interesting, unique avenue for investors to look at, and I think the sky is the limit when you look at the growth of this industry. That being said, when you're talking about Mr. Gay and how he is able to decipher if something will work on the factory floor, for all those resource investors out there that can't truly relate to this, it is a lot like a mine engineer that can tell you, you know what, this just will not work. This will not be cost effective. This will not integrate into a mine plan, much like what you have with Mr. Gay, that he can say, do not go down this road, because the end game here is to have your entire technology integrated into some big manufacturer, if not all the big manufacturers' warehouses and production facilities.
I spent a lot of time on Wall Street running investment banking firms, and the one thing that we would always ask these young, brilliant companies, when do you make money? And the one thing when I got involved with NatCorps, I wanted to make sure this was not just a science project. I didn't care about white papers. I didn't care about number of patents. The issue was, how do you direct it to revenue? And Charlie Gay has tried these things a lot, as well as Dave Carlson. They've made a lot of mistakes along the way, and we're benefiting from not making those same mistakes.
Chuck, another question as far as eventually monetizing all your hard work and technology. One of the things, of course, the old saying is it takes money to make money. And where does the company stand right now as far as its cash balance? Do you see a need in the near future to be able to raise funds? I know recently you set up, I think it was an equity line of credit, essentially, that allows you on more favorable terms than most companies do to sell stock when you need to. Could you give us a little bit of color for all that?
Sure. We basically do a bit of a dance when you're a small company. You want to do as little private placements as possible because it's dilution. Saying that, and we also don't want to go into debt. We've established an equity line of credit right now that could be between $5 and $10 million that we would deliver stock at a small discount and access cash. We have a relatively low burn rate of about $200,000 a month. We're not going to be in the manufacturing business. Our model is we get license agreements and royalties, so we're not going to be needing $200 million to build a solar cell plant. We will partner with people who do that and get these royalties on an ongoing basis. We are now looking as to whether or not we want to look for a joint venture partner. The problem with that is we're pretty close to getting the efficiencies we need. If we have to get someone to bring us above that, to that 22-23% level, there's some question about who owns the technology. So we're probably looking at raising a little bit more money and engaging or hiring somebody to get us there, one of these big solar labs in Germany or somewhere, so there's no question about who owns it.
Chuck, can you please give our audience a little rundown of what is next? What's on the radar news flow-wise that they should be looking for?
Right now, we are upgrading the amount of wafers that we have to make these cells. I think the next thing you're going to see from us is achieving efficiencies in the high teens, low 20s, with a back contact cell, which will then give more power, because by putting the contacts on the back, you put all those stripes that used to be on the front of a solar cell on the back, you get more surface area. Additionally, we've crafted our cells so that we now can integrate them with another joint development partner's panels that increase the power output by 10% over somebody. So we've got two or three news releases coming down the road that will certainly get the attention of the rest of the industry.
Now, I do have to reiterate that this is not investment advice. However, I really do believe that NatCorps is the most interesting companies at this show. And take into account that this is mostly a resource show, but the fact that they are here and getting the support that they are getting really shows that I believe, Chuck, you and your team are onto something, and something that could be a game changer for an industry that is experiencing a lot of growth and still has a lot of growth, I believe, to experience. Go check out this company. We really like it. Chuck, thanks for your time.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. MonitorBlockPocket.com. Or, will you forget?
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Continuing our live coverage from the floor of the New Orleans Investment Conference, I have sitting down with me Mr. Adrian Day. You can check out Adrian Day Asset Management. Adrian is one of my favorite guests. I always enjoy listening to what he has to say. Adrian, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Corey, and thank you, listeners.
Adrian, we have been talking a lot about the precious metals on this weekend's show, but I want to expand our reach for this interview and first talk about investment themes that you are recommending to people considering what is happening in China, the general slowdown that we are seeing, and what the Fed has been doing. Let's start off by focusing on those two. Everybody knows that the Fed is not raising interest rates, or at least has not raised them recently. Where do you think investors should be looking to not only protect their money, but maybe make some sort of a return?
Good question. I mean, I think the danger for most people in an ultra-low interest rate environment is that they start speculating, they start reaching. And you can do that in a lot of ways. Some people leverage. You know, margin debt on the New York is at the highest on record. As a percent of the stock value, so it's the highest ever. I don't like debt. I think there are some good quality, safe, ways of getting, relatively safe ways of getting income. So we like to get higher yields and are available on treasuries, obviously, but we also like to invest in things that have a possibility of increasing dividends over time, which of course bonds don't. So in the US, for example, one of our favorite vehicles are the group of companies called business development companies. I don't know if you're familiar with this, Corey. Some of your readers, listeners will be, some won't. Business development companies basically are companies that lend money to small and medium-sized businesses. And they're all structured as RICs, registered investment companies, which means, like real estate investment trusts, like REITs, they don't pay tax at the corporate level if they pay out virtually all of their net operating income as dividends. So the dividends on these things tend to be high. Because they're investing in businesses and reinvesting in businesses, they have the possibility of growth. And these business development companies over time have generally, over years, have increased their dividends. So you have you have high dividends with the possibility of an increase in dividends. And I don't know, may I give one or two examples?
Please, absolutely, okay. Because I am interested in this area. I think it's very useful and needed for growing economies to have this sort of investment as
It's absolutely essential for the economy. But from the investment point of view, these stocks are very attractive right now. They've declined this year significantly for two main reasons. One reason is that, for very arcane accounting reasons we don't have time to go into, they were, kicked out, if you like. They were removed from all of the indices. So Russell removed them, and then the S&P removed them from their indices. So any time an S&P removes a company from its index, it's just selling. You know, you can't help it. It's forced selling. And then selling always begets selling. So people were wondering about that. The other reason, frankly, is concern about interest rates. Fed keeps saying they're going to raise interest rates. And so if you have higher interest rates, people are naturally concerned about an investment vehicle that is based on its yield. I think these concerns are misplaced, because for most of the business development companies, the vast majority of their loans are floating rate, whereas the vast majority of their debt is fixed rate. So you take a company that I like called Ares. The symbol is ARCC on NASDAQ, trading at about 1540, 1550. That has a 10% dividend yield, and the dividend yield is fully covered by net operating income. All right? But there's concern, you know, interest rates go up, what does that mean? Well, 90% of their loans are floating rate. All of their debt is fixed rate. So actually, if rates go up, their margins will expand. But, you know, people don't see that immediately. So you can get a 10% dividend yield on that, and there's other business development companies that I like, some at the low end, most conservative of all, a company called Golub, GBDC, called Golub, yields about 7.5%, which in itself is nothing to sneeze at. That's one of the most conservative ones out there. And then you can stretch a little bit, something like Prospect, PSEC, which actually cut its dividend last November. So great time to buy business development companies after they've cut their dividend. So long as they cut their dividend sufficiently, they rarely cut it twice in a row. So now you're getting 13% dividend yield from Prospect. Why? Because all the retail investors fled from the name once they cut the dividend. So anyway, I like that sector, and, you know, I wouldn't put all my money in it, but, you know, you buy a selection of those and get a blended yield of 8 or 9%, fully covered by dividend, fully covered by earnings.
For those people who are new to investing in these RIC-type investments, how do you go about analyzing them?
Well, that's a good question. Because they're investing in private companies, The biggest risk in analyzing these things is always, well, what is the quality of the investments that they own? One of the things that most of the business development companies have done in recent years, since the credit crisis, is they've hired outside independent valuation experts. So one I like is called Glaston. They use S&P to value their entire portfolio. Prospect, they use a couple of firms to, the names wouldn't be known. Lincoln National is one of them. They hire two firms, and every single quarter, every single loan is independently valued. Now, you can get, you know, with private loans, you can get the valuations wrong, but at least it's being done by an outside independent firm. The most important thing to look at is the dividend yield is it covered by net operating income? Because these companies don't like to cut their dividends. And all too often, unfortunately, we've seen a company has a problem with a loan. That's natural. It happens with all companies. And their net operating income goes down. And instead of cutting the dividend, they continue paying that dividend, and they raise more equity to pay the dividend, or they borrow money to pay the dividend, which is a disaster. So you need to make sure, is the dividend getting paid out of regular recurring income? And that's the key.
Very interesting there, Adrian. I hope that we do follow up on this with you, because these are a group of stocks, as I said, that do interest me because of the dividend that they pay and the consistent dividend. Let's switch it over. Let's talk a little bit about precious metal stocks. Which ones are interesting you? What do you think investors should be looking for?
Good question. Now, one thing I need to say, there's a perversity about any resource business, which is that the most highly leveraged companies, high debt, high cost mines, they're the most highly leveraged, and in a strong market, they will do best. I tend to avoid those. I like to go for companies with very strong balance sheets and very strong people. I don't care if they're large companies, small companies. I want good balance sheets and strong people.
I think balance sheets are key right now.
So among the big companies, I like Franco-Nevada, which is a royalty company, which is a low-risk business model, super strong business model, a super strong business balance sheet. And among the juniors, I like Midland Exploration, which is at this conference, a prospect generator, super strong balance sheet, $18 million, very strong for a junior, great people. You know, good business plan.
Do you think investors should be focusing on the big companies, the mid-tiers, or the juniors?
I think all three. Typically, when gold starts to move up, you know, the big caps move first because they're the obvious names. You know, Joe Blow goes to his broker and says, suggest a name. He says American Barrick or Newmont. He doesn't say Midland. And as the market develops, then you move into the juniors and you move into the exploration.
Adrian, I have to say that I agree with your outlook on that. Midland, I unfortunately was unable to get an interview with, only because they are in a temporary blackout period right now, thanks to earnings coming out. So we will be having them on the show later on. And as for talking about investing internationally too, there are options out there. People can make money in these low interest rate environment times. Adrian, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
We will be right back.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome in here on the Coilin Economics Report. Continuing our live coverage from the floor of the New Orleans Investment Conference, we are bringing to you another company that I think people should pay attention to. There are a number of good companies here at this conference. You know what? I find that this conference, the New Orleans Investment Conference, is a great one to see the companies out there that are still, that still have life in this industry. Yes, the metal prices and resource prices are pretty beat up right now, but quite frankly, there are companies out there that are still making a difference and advancing certain properties. We do have a lot of interest from our listeners in the uranium space, so I'm bringing on a uranium company, a company that is a project generator focused in a very attractive area, the Athabasca Basin. The company's name is Can Alaska Uranium. You can check them out on the TSX Venture under the symbol CVV. I have the president and CEO sitting here with me, Peter Dazzler. Peter, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Corey. It's good to be back at the show. We've had a lot of interest. I gave a presentation yesterday, and we'll have another one this afternoon. So a lot of these people are turning on to uranium. We have one of the largest land positions in Canada at a place called the Athabasca. It's 600 miles north of the 49th parallel. We think it's a magnificent place to explore. Already we're seeing two mines that produce about 30% of the world's uranium every day coming out of this area, and we're in the task to find some more.
Peter, there are a couple aspects of the company that I find very interesting, one being management, another being the actual land packages that you have put together. Before we get into the management, let's talk about some of your properties in the Athabasca Basin. You were telling me off mic that you're one of, if not the largest land owner or at least developer explorer in the area.
Well, we've currently got 1.7 million acres of land. We originally staked up to 2.5 million of acres of land, made us the largest landholder in the area. Right now, we're pushing the 1.7 million acres in 18 different projects. They are very strategic projects. It is the largest land position sitting out there in Ingenia. We like it because we're right next door to the large discoveries of MacArthur River, Cigar Lake, and along in that trend of the Wollaston Belt. Our partnerships with Mitsubishi Corporation, MC Resources, the Canadian arm of that, and the Korean groups funded by the Korean government, that's KORES, Korean Resources Corporation, Korean Electric Power, Hanwha and SK, both of those projects, which are very large, have had just on $40 million investment in them.
Now, how have you and your team been able to attract these, I would say, very large companies, international companies, into becoming partners and spending this money on essentially your properties?
Corey, it started off as a geological picture. I'm a geologist, my partner's a geologist, and then I have financial people helping me. We said that the uranium space was going to move in 2004, and we wanted to be in an area where we could find a uranium mine that would actually have some long-term significance. Getting land next door to the world's largest, richest uranium mines was very key. We selected certain blocks of land. We were out there staking ground in 2004, and we got this land position by sheer determination. From that time onwards, we put in the second part of our plan, which was to use some of the most modern airborne geophysical surveys to locate within these very large land packages the targets that could possibly be giant uranium deposits. We were able to do that. We flew the first airborne surveys and startled most people when we said, look, we can see 1 mile into the ground into areas that were never explored previously because they were too deep. Modern technology allowed us to pinpoint these targets, and now we're working on them with these giant partners.
One of the great things about a project generator that I know most people would agree with me with is that you don't need to be spending all your money, sometimes not even any of your money, to continue to develop these projects. You already have mentioned just the millions of dollars that have been put into the properties by your partners. Do you see this continuing? How closely do you work with these other big companies in developing and further exploring your properties?
We've had lots of inquiries over the 10 years we've been operating, and as I said, we've put $20 million into each of these large projects, but overall we've had over $50 million of outside money put into there, which means our shareholders don't get diluted and we find out lots about these projects and develop the targets. Now, in the last 2 years, where we've had this huge downturn because of the lack of interest in nuclear power because of Fukushima, we've seen the Chinese still building nuclear power plants. We've seen other people around building nuclear power plants. We see the demands out there. So we've attracted over $15 million of investments in our projects, even in a downturn. The most significant targets that's being developed right now is up in just along the Wollaston Belt, just further past some of the operating uranium mines, and the company called Northern Uranium is putting $11.6 million into one of our properties. We have 18 properties, and this is just one of them, and it's getting $11.6 million into it. Had $5 million invested in the last year, and they just committed to spend another $6 million to earn another 10% interest in the project. We own just over 10% of the company, too.
Now, I want everybody to keep in mind these numbers, the dollar amounts that have been spent on these properties, when I asked Peter about his share structure, because I think that is another attractive aspect of this company. We're going to touch on that at the tail end of this interview. Peter, let's move on to who is on your board. Let's start off with your chairman, Ambassador Thomas Graham. Explain him for us, please.
Ambassador Graham negotiated all the strategic arms deals through five U.S. presidents with the Russians and the Americans to turn nuclear weapons into plowshares. He's been our chairman for 6 years, a very knowledgeable person in the uranium space. we need political support to move through this nuclear development phase. He's helped us in every phase of dealing with the Chinese groups, which we did two deals with this year, with the Koreans and with the Japanese teams that have come in. He's been very supportive of us. Kathleen Kennedy Townsend, a very well-known political figure in the United States, ladies and gentlemen, she is a very strong supporter of us. Again, back as a director this year, helping us develop our contacts in the industry and looking to help us with the financing initiatives. Dr. Carl Schiemann, the gentleman who drilled the very first hole into the very first of the giant uranium deposits in the Athabasca, the Cigar Lake discovery in 1981. He was the geologist that walked into that drill shack that morning and was able to show his bosses that he had drilled 19% uranium, something unheard of. And now we're out there trying to do it again, and we believe we can.
What about yourself, Peter? How did you manage to tie together all of these people?
I've been in the business for over 35 years. I'm an exploration geologist. I had a team that have looked for copper, lead, zinc, graphite deposits, you name it, around the world. I just saw this as an opportunity. I tried to get into uranium in 1995 when the price blipped up a little bit. I knew what was happening with Cameco. We were in a joint venture with them with developing a gold deposit in 1988 when they found McArthur River. I just saw in 2004 when the Russians said they weren't selling more uranium, here was a place I could apply my skills, and I brought my team together and showed them the land positions we're assembling. They helped us assemble more, and then we put people in the field.
All right, Peter, I always need to ask about finances. Let's talk about, first of all, your cash position, and then move into the outstanding shares, please.
Cash position today is $1.5 million. That's in sitting in the bank. We have a number of other assets, interest in other companies, equipment, warehouses, and gear that sits out there, but $1.5 million cash. Our burn rate's around about $50,000 a month. We've cut everything back considerably, and when you look at what we were spending for our Korean partners and Japanese, it was $1 million a month in the height of this season, so down to $50,000 a month. We've cut that back over the last 4 years, and we've maintained our share position at the downturn because of Fukushima. We had 19.5 million shares out, trading it at $1.65. We now have 22.2 million shares out, and may I say it, we're trading at 11 cents Canadian.
That is the mind-boggling thing to me, and that is what interests me in this company. We talk about it a lot to our listeners, that when you do invest in exploration companies, project generators, what have you, you do need to have a long-term outlook. The ability to have these major partners continue to spend money on these properties, there is a whole lot of upside here, and that's why I think people should pay attention to Kanalaska Uranium. On the TSX Venture, CVV.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.